you so much for contacting customer support. This is Lauren. May I please get the zip code to locate your account and be of better assistance for you?
55417.
You said 55417?
Correct.
Thank you for that. Sorry, just one moment here. What was that first and last name, please?
Dorothy Idy.
You said Dorothy Idy?
Yes, E I D E is the last name.
Can I have you confirm that shipping address?
My address?
Yes, please.
5317 15th Avenue South, Minneapolis, 55417.
Thank you for that. I got an account here for you. It looks like there was an air purifier that was ordered. How may I be of assistance for you today?
Okay, I got a billing on my credit card. I have two billings on my credit card. And I wondered what it was about. Excuse me, I have to cough here. And I wondered what that was about. There is a charge for $7.45, and then there's a charge for $49.97.
Yes, it would have been for the air purifier that was ordered. It would have been $7.45 for the air purifier, but it would have also explained that that air purifier was the starting product to utilize our gadget store, which does come with that monthly subscription fee of $49.97.
I didn't get that.
You didn't order an air purifier?
I did. Okay, I filled out some kind of survey online, and the survey told me that I would be getting, as a thank you for filling the survey out, that I could pick out any one of these different products, and I would get it for free. I did not order anything. If I would have known I was going to be charged money for these, I would never have ordered them.
I do apologize if it wasn't more clear. So what it would have been is the air purifier is Fury, but it does come with access to our gadget store, which is a monthly membership access. If that's not something you want, though, I can certainly go ahead and cancel that for you.
Okay, I'm going to send the air purifier back, and I want to be have that charge taken off of my account because that was a totally fraudulent advertising that you could fill out this form for my hardware store and get a free product for filling out this questionnaire.
All right, so that would have had to have been agreed to in our terms and conditions. Because of that, we do typically have a strict no refund policy, but I could go ahead and process a 35% refund on this for you as a one-time courtesy.
A 35% reset? No, I want all my money back because I didn't order anything. It was totally clear that this was a thank you for me filling out this questionnaire.
All right, and I do apologize if it wasn't more clear, but again, those terms and conditions would have had to have been agreed to. I think I can get a clearance to get a 50% refund, but because of those terms and conditions having to be agreed to, that would be as far as we would be able to go.
Well, I want 100%, and I'll send your product back to you. If you give me your address, I will send the product back, and I want 100% refund.
Again, because those terms and conditions have to be agreed to, that is the policy we have to follow. We wouldn't be able to process anything further than a 50%.
Well, then I'm going to get my credit card company on this case and have them talk to you about this so I can get it refunded.
When you say talk to your credit card company, may I ask what and what you're referring to?
My credit card is well, when you have complaints about anything you order, they help you resolve the situation.
Well, if you don't mind just hanging tight with me one moment here, I'll check and see with my boss if I can get clearance to do anything further than that so you don't have to do all that.
All right.
Just bear with me one moment here. Right, so I was given clearance to go ahead and process a full refund on that. Now, that will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days, depending on how quickly your financial institution processes that sort of thing. And whenever you're ready, I do need to also provide you with your confirmation number for cancellation.
A confirmation number.
The
Yes,
cancellation
please.
confirmation.
All right. Just a minute here. Okay, you can give me that.
Right, that's going to be C as in Charlie.
Yep.
2584.
Q.
2.
CQ.
No,
Okay.
C as in Charlie, the number 2.
Oh, two. Okay. C2. Okay.
584.
584
76048.
76048. Okay, and where do I send the air purifier?
We can't accept any products back right now with the pandemic going on, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, well, thank you for your help, and I will look for a refund on my next billing from my credit card.
All right, was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
And what did you say the second charge was for?
The gadget store that would have been explained in our terms and conditions when you got the air purifier.
Okay, well, I'm sorry that I had to go through this situation. And I'm sorry that you have to be the one to handle it, but this is totally fraudulent advertising, what you're doing. So I hope you don't continue to do that anymore. And thank you for your help.
Not a problem. Was there anything further I could do to be of assistance for you today?
No, I'll be looking for the refund. Thank you.
Not a problem. Thank you so much for contacting customer support. You have a good one.
Yes.